preparing to bring you Cal Pack basketball right here on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Great to have you with us, folks. Stuart Horn with you. Live from the Conlin Center, this Cal Pack doubleheader. As the Penguins are taking on the Oaks out of Menlo College, Menlo up from Atherton, about a mile north of Stanford is Atherton. And the Oaks under head coach Caitlin Collier in her 10th season. Collier is the head coach of the league champion Oaks. She's assisted by Shelley Stover in her first year, Maria Gomez second year, and Ashlyn Dulcini in her first year. The Oaks are 6-1 in league. That one loss coming to William Jessup, or coming from William Jessup, I should say. The Mighty Penguins under head coach Brianna Chambers, she's in her first year, also assisted by Denisha Prof and Ron Greenberg, both in their first years on the Penguin bench. They're 2-4 in conference so far. If the Penguins want to stay in this thing this year, well, they're going to have to slip past the Oaks. And we are getting ready now to bring you the national anthem, folks. And at the scorer's table, they're getting everything ready for the national anthem. People are standing in the Conlin Center here. On the eastern wall of the Conlin Center, as usual, there's a buzzer. Both teams facing the flag. Jesse Mazza is in the house. Just in case anyone gets hurt, the head trainer of the Dominican University of California. And we'll see if we have the national anthem coming up. I know it's supposed to be coming up. And then we'll get to the starting rosters for both teams. Leading scorers for Menlo College. It's a toss-up, according to the coaches, Kelsey Fushikashi and Kepua Lee. Fushikashi, a junior, and Kepua Lee, a senior. And if you're a longtime listener to DU Hoops, then you've heard the names of those ladies many, many times. From the NAIA. The referees in the house, Jeff Yamaoka, Bob Martinez, and Mark Wilson. All three of those gentlemen in the house to call this game. We'll see if we can bring in the overhead announcer now. Well, it's kind of hard to hear him. There's 20 minutes overhead now. And we are getting ready for this game. Again, if the Penguins want to stay in it, they're going to have to go to 3-4 tonight by getting past Menlo College and sending Menlo to 6-2. Should the Penguins win, it looks like we have no national anthem. Although all the teams are facing the flag. But now they're setting up. And the starting lineup for the Oaks out of Menlo College, the Lady Oaks. Number two is Kelsey Fushikashi, the 5'7" junior. She's a guard from Lahaina. She's on her way over for a handshake with Coach Chambers, followed by number three, Sonnet Yee, a 5'3" senior out of North Smithfield, Rhode Island. She's a guard. Frances Sorensen, number 11, is a 5'6" senior out of Scotts Valley. Number 24 is Haley Limpach, a junior out of Placerville at 5'11". And number 25 is Kepua Lee, a 5'9" senior out of Honolulu. For the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers, assisted by Denisha Prophet and Ron Greenberg, the 2-4 Penguins send out number 12, Vanessa Miller, a 5'7" junior out of Costa Mesa, California. Number 15 is Shelley Clermenko, the 5'10" sophomore out of San Rafael. Clermenko, the hometown girl. Number 20 is Alicia Flatten, a 5'6" sophomore out of Hayward. Over in the East Bay is Flatten. Flatten runs over to the fans and chucks a DU t-shirt into the crowd. Number 25 is Jennifer Jackson, JJ, 5'6" senior. She's from Inglewood, California. Oh, Olivia Williams just came up to heave a shirt into the visiting side of the stadium. She almost tripped and slammed into the opulent broadcasting booth. But it wouldn't hurt her because we're complete with carpeting. Rounding out the squad for Coach Chambers, number 44 is Olivia Williams, the 5'10" senior out of Vallejo. Folks, we are about ready to get this one underway. A Cal Pack doubleheader. 5:33 p.m. on Thursday the 17th. 2008 from the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. Jeff Yamaoka is getting everybody ready. He's making sure things are straight before we get the tip-off in order. For the Menlos, it'll be Kepu'uli up against Olivia Williams. The Penguins moving right to left. Here goes the jump, the tip. Williams, Lee kicks it out now, and Sonette Yee comes up with it. Williams waved at it. She missed it. Williams had a height advantage there, had a better jump, but just missed it. Here's a three ball now by Fushikoshi. In and out. Klermanko comes down with it. Penguins can't get it. Everybody falls on it. Ball's alive, and the Menlos have gotten the ball. And with 21 seconds into it, Coach Collier comes up on her feet. Coach Brianna Chambers still pretty cool and collected. Now the Oaks work it inside. High off the glass, they miss it. Tipped out Jennifer Jackson. 9:23 to go, no score. Penguins moving right to left. From your P to your Q on the keyboard. Indoors, Williams, she's got it. 360 spin move. Up and in, Williams scores the first bucket of the night for the Penguins. 2-0 DU, 9:08 to go. 19:08, fans. Here comes Kepu'uli. Now she kick out left side. Sonette Yee on the way. Three ball, no. Penguins do come down with it. Boy, that was going to be right in the hands of Haley Limpach. But Flatten snuck in and got it on the baseline. Here's JJ. Indoors, she throws it away now. Kepu'uli picks it up. She brings it up very slowly across the middle on the right side. Kepu'uli, a seasoned veteran on the championship Oaks team. And they probably won more than one championship with Kepu'uli on the court. Now the Menlos working it outside. Here's a three ball by Sorensen. On the way, she missed it deep. But taking down Kepu'uli, she puts it back up and gets a whistle. 18:26 to go. 2-0 DU. Menlo attacking that northern hoop way off to our right. Lee goes to the line. And the referee goes to the scoring table to make sure everything's in order. It is. Lee on the line. Toes the line with the right foot and buries the first one. She's got one more coming. She keeps the right foot right in the middle of the line. The left foot is back a little bit. This one's good. Two up. DU now has committed one team foul. No fouls committed by the Oaks so far. They're on pace for a perfecto. 18:13 to go. A lot of hoops to go, fans. Penguin men scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Indoors, Klermanko. She kicks out Olivia Williams. Baseline, Williams gets up and under and buries a deuce. Boy, that was sweet from the right side on the baseline. Williams knocked it home from low off the glass. Good play there. Kepu'uli now. Right side, she's got Jennifer Jackson plastered to her. They kick out left side, Sonette Yee. Now Sorensen. She drifts back to the top. Over to the right side now is Fushikoshi. She goes back straight away. Here's Limpach. Up, and a whistle. And an off-ball penalty on Olivia Williams. No, check it. That was against Jennifer Jackson. So they get it indoors now on the short side. The jumper by Kepu'uli doesn't go, but it's hauled down by Limpach. Limpach puts it back up and missed that one. Two easy shots on goal by the Oaks. I can't believe the Oaks missed those by so much. Klermanko from the left side with a perfect assist by Vanessa Miller. Miller brought it up on the fast break. And Klermanko buries a deuce. 6-2 Penguin, 17:14 to go. Kepu'uli slowly now across the Penguin insignia in the middle of the house. She hands it off to Sonette Yee, who drifts over to the left side. Now a nice low bounce pass back up to Lee. And Kepu'uli throwing the elbows all over the place, and Flatten screaming for a foul, and Flatten was right.
Isn't that a foul?
I'm not sure why the turnover. It must have been. Flatten was screaming. 16:56 to go. She must have been screaming about a travel. I thought Lee was some sort of an offensive penalty. So Flatten now flips it off to Miller. Back to Klermanko. Klermanko flings it out of bounds. chases it out, jumps but hits her toe on the line, 16:44 to go. Penguins by four in the first half of this CalPAC doubleheader tonight. And the clock rolls, 16:37. Here is Sana Yi to the right side. Yi, a veteran. Over to Fushikoshi, a veteran. Fushikoshi goes up. Oh, she's just stuffed to death by Klermenko. Klermenko with a massive rejection. No whistle. Here's Miller to JJ, top of the key. JJ's got Yi on her. Fushikoshi now on defense. They flip it back out to Flatten. Three ball on the way. Flatten buries a treble. Flatten with a huge three ball on her first attempt. Flatten was flat last week against Bethany with the threes, but tonight she opens nicely. 9-2. Now Klermenko on defense. Now they get it indoors. 8 on the shot clock. Here goes Kepulele up with it. And Kepulele with some sort of a violation. .15:40 to go. 9-2 Penguins after Flatten nails a big three. Flatten's going to bring it straight up the middle. Moving from our right to left. The Penguins attacking the southern hoop. 15.5 to go. Here's JJ. Miller out there on the left side. Oh, very deep. Boy, she was baseline left side almost at three ball range. And she knocked it out. Or knocked it deep, I should say. Here's Kepua Lee now. She goes up against Williams. Oh, great move by Lee. And she missed it way left. Boy, she had an easy shot there. Here's the fast break by the Penguins. Olivia Williams now. She's got to the baseline. Vanessa Williams. Uh-oh. Vanessa Miller, I should say, throws it away as Kepulele gets in the way between she and JJ. We're inside of 15 minutes now. Over to the right side now are the Oaks. Asana Yi fires it indoors. She's able to find Leanne Kabori, who came in. Kabori, a 5'10 sophomore out of Newark, California. Not Newark NJ, 9'4DU. The Mighty Penguins on offense. Here's Vanessa Miller way out there on the right wing. Too far out to shoot it. She flings it across the court to Alicia Flatten. Flatten in her second year for the DUs. Flatten fires it indoors to JJ. Boy, that was tough. JJ goes up right side. Oh! Jennifer Jackson buries a deuce on the layup from the perfect pass by Flatten. Man, that looked nutty. But Flatten got the ball into Jennifer. And Jackson straight away didn't take it off the glass, didn't take it on either side. She got it up there straight away for the layup. 14:15 to go. It's 11-4 in this timeout. By the Oaks is brought to you by T&B Sports. Since 1946, T&B Sports on 4th Street in San Rafael. You can find them at tnbsports.com. T&B Sports, proud sponsors of Dominican Athletics. And we are back at the end of the timeout. Penguins leading this one, 11-4. Penguins are 2-4 in conference. Oaks are 6-1. And Sana Yi brings it up now. She brings it across to Kepua Lee. Top of the key. Out there is Yi. Yi's got Flatten on her. Right side, she flips it up there to Gianna Covarelli. Covarelli now back to Kepua Lee. Straight away for three. Oh, in and out. And coming down with it was Leanne Kabori. Kabori was going up after that rebound when two DUs got the arms in there. The foul is against Karina Kwom, the 5'9" sophomore out of Auburn, Washington. Kwom wearing the black hose all the way up to the knees. Here's the free throw by Leanne Kabori. In and out. And did not go back in. 11-4, Kabori gets to try it again. Kabori toes the line now. Takes her aim. Backspin, no. But down with it is Kepulele. She puts it back up there and missed it. Very deep. Vanessa Miller with the rebound. Miller now flips it off to Flatten, who brings it right across the D in the middle of the house. Flatten goes right side over to JJ. Left side, Miller. Back out on the left wing now to Flatten. And with a head fake is Olivia Williams with a jumper and the double pump in and out. taken down by Kepawili with a rebound. 13.5 to go, 11-4. Bringing it across the middle now is Sana Yi. Yi passes it back off Ushikoshi. Goes right side, drives in. Kwam puts the hands up. Foul on Vanessa Miller. That's the fourth team foul committed by the Penguins. The Oaks have not committed any. Penguins playing very aggressively, but we're very early. Don't want to give the Oaks any double bonus. Fushikoshi misses this one. Man, the Penguins are benefiting from the missed free throws by the Oaks so far. Out Kwam, in Darcell Sanders. Sanders, a six-footer out of Turlock. She's a junior. 13:22 to go. Second free throw by Fushikoshi is on the way. In and out. Sanders tips it up with Kepawili. Sanders and Lee. Somebody falls out of bounds. It's going to be Penguin ball. It's great hustle by Darcell Sanders. Sanders with some superb hustle, and the Penguins are up by 7. Clock rolls, 13:15 to go. Across the middle are the mighty DUs. Here's Flatten. She drifts over to the right side. Flatten runs into traffic, a low bounce pass. JJ, three ball on the way. Oh, Jennifer Jackson missed it a little bit right from the left wing. 13 exactly. Oh, Vanessa Miller almost got a hand on it as Kepawili brought it up. 11-4 DUs. 20 on the shot clock. The Oaks are alive. Here's Covarelli. She goes top of the key. Now they get it back over to Yi. Yi goes indoors to Covarelli as she drifted into the key. And a whistle. And the DUs. Jennifer Jackson now. Krumick getting ready to come in. Sasha Krumick wears number 4. She's from the Ukraine. Krumick has the right index finger all taped up. So Krumick's come in place of Jennifer Jackson, the clock rolls. Fifth team foul against the Penguins. Here's a three ball by Yi on the way, missed it. Down Sasha Krumick. Krumick hands it off to Flatten. She brings it across the middle, 12.5. Flatten on the right wing. Flatten now drifts in, left-handed ball work, goes between the legs. Now a foot foul is called against Sana Iu as Flatten tried to flip it off to Miller on the right wing. Yi got a hand on it, a foot on it. That's why it's a foot foul. 11-4 DUs. Nobody's scored in a while. The Penguins, the clock, shot clock does not reset. And the Penguins have it with 14 now. Here's Flatten. She goes left side. Krumick for three on the way. Oh, Krumick buries the tray! Krumick comes in and nails a big three ball. Fast break to the other end. Kepawili, three ball. Good stroke on the way. Missed it short. And going for it was Flatten alongside Leanne Kabori. And that's the first team foul, and that one's called on Kabori. Kelsey Fushikashi's come back in place of Frances Sorensen. Fushikashi, the junior out of Lahaina. 12:02 to go. Penguin ball after the foul. One is shooting foul, so Flatten doesn't get to go to the line, but the Penguins do get the ball on the rebound. Now they get it out there to Krumick. Krumick, who just buried the big tray ball. Low bounce pass, Miller. Right side. Uh-oh, Miller has it swiped away. Miller ends up on the floor, out of bounds, and they give it to the Oaks. Well, I think Kepawili forced the issue there and got it away from Miller. 14-4 Penguins, 11:40 to go. The Penguins did lead by 10 over Bethany just a few days ago, and they ended up losing that game, the Penguins. White ball, and it was a travel, I think it was called, on Kepawili. As the pass was released from Fushikoshi, I'm not sure what the call was. 11.5 to go, 14-4 DU. Now the referee's having a word with the scoring table. That's Adriana Contreras over there working the clock. And the clock rolls, 14-4. Two team fouls now committed by the Oaks. Flatten's bringing it up, and Fushikoshi's all over. She hands it back off now to Krumick. Krumick dribbles left-handed. Oh, three ball thinking about it. Is Flatten outdoors. They get it to Williams. Williams head fake. Gets it over to Miller, three ball. Working the perimeter on the way. Missed it deep. Now Krumick comes down with it. She gets it to Williams. Kick out to Flatten. Penguins with a good rebound. Krumic thinking about it on the left wing. Here goes Darcel. Oh, Darcel low off the glass. Missed it. Little too flat inside of 11 minutes. 14-4. And on the fast break, oh, Vanessa Miller got an arm in there as Kelsey Fujikoshi was going coast to coast. She was trying for an easy layup on the right side. And she missed it. So she'll go to the line. Sixth team foul committed by the Penguins, and Fujikoshi nails this one.
You're the man. Large? Well, what are you saying?
Here's Fujikoshi for her second one. On the way, in and out. Oh, it's hauled down by the Oaks, but the Penguins come up with it. For the Oaks, Leah Manning's come in, a 6'1" junior out of Oakland. So the Penguins get the rebound ultimately after Manning couldn't make it. Here goes Olivia Williams. She goes long ball from the left wing, missed it. Outside Miller on the way, three. Oh, she missed it right. And taken down by Sonny E, the 5'3" senior. Over to the right side, Fujikoshi. She goes layup against Flatten. Missed it short. Darcel Sanders got a hand on it, and now there's a Penguin on the ground. And a big old Oak fell on her. And there's no wind. No wind inside the Conlin Center, but the Oak fell anyway. 10-26. Penguins by 9. 10-26 to go. 14-5. DU. Klarmenko's getting ready to come in. The referees are talking to the scoring table again. Now Shelly Klarmenko's come in place of Vanessa Miller. Miller with some superb minutes there, and the fans are giving her a round of applause. Penguins by 9. It's going to be DU ball. Krumick's going to bring it in on the long side. She gets it into Flatten. And only one Oak in the backcourt. That's Fujikoshi. Drifting across the middle. Now is Flatten with a good foot fake. No look pass to Klarmenko. Off the glass. Shelly buries it. Penguins by 11. Coming up on 10. Here's Yee. She goes left side. She hands it off to Louise Madrigal, who's just come in. They get it back indoors to Manning. Manning goes for the jumper right side and a foul. Foul's called against Klarmenko. Seventh team foul, and the Penguins aren't even halfway through the first half. 10:03 to go. Manning will go to the line. Seven team fouls on the Penguins. Only two committed by the Oaks. Manning on the way, in and out. Well, she just clanged that one, actually. I said it was in and out. It was never really in. It was out all the way. It was deep and left. Manning will go again. She's got a nice stroke. Very high, perfect. Boy, that was nothing but swish there. 16-6, DU. Coming up on 10, we're at it. Here's Flatten across the middle. She's got Sana Yee on her. Flatten with a baseball pass to Krumick. Krumick very close to the line, checked her feet. Left side, Williams. Williams on the left wing. Uh-oh, Williams has it stolen away by Fujikoshi. Now Fushikashi's got his two-on-two. Fujikoshi's going to slow things down. Sana Yee with a three ball on the way. Oh, in and out. That was very close. And the putback by Fujikoshi is good. 9:30 to go. 16-8. First half action. Cal-Pac doubleheader from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. Left side is Alicia Flatten. Flatten fired. Oh, no. Williams throws it away again to Kepua Lee. Now Menlo goes left side. Good foot fake. Back indoors to Kepua Lee. Very short air ball. Down with it, Olivia Williams. The Penguins, no problem with that turnover. Boy, that could have been expensive. Left side, Williams, three ball on the way. Oh, that's the third three for the DUs. 19-8. Inside of 9 minutes now in the first half. Kepua Lee left side. I don't think Lee's taking a break yet. Sonnet Yee now. Kick out to the right side. Here's Fujikoshi. Straight away Manning. Uh-oh, they get it indoors. Now to Madrigal. Goes right side. She missed it. Back down with it. Manning. Oh, Manning. Manning with an elbow in the face of Alicia Flatten. Flatten hit the deck for a second. And now a travel's been called on somebody. Darcel Sanders ends up on the floor. Chambers came up on her feet screaming, that's a foul. But there were another 5 or 6 seconds rolled off the clock. Sanders ended up on the floor. Flatten's going to stay in there. She's checking the mouth for a bleeder. 18 and a half to go. Oh, man, and the Penguins tried to bring that thing in on the short side, and they threw it right into the hands of Manning. 19-10. Now, Alicia Flatten drifts out of bounds on the right side. That would be the western end of the Conlin Center. 19-10, DU is going to bring it in. Now Jennifer Jackson. Penguins need to answer. Oh, Jackson finds the three ball wide open for Williams. She gets it indoors. Klimenko, side of the backboard, taken down by Manning. Manning comes down with it, and Jennifer Jackson's all over. Manning's able to kick it off to Sana Yee, who very slowly is going to bring it up. Yee across the timeline, right in the middle of the house. Yee over to Fushikashi now. Now the double reverse to Kepulele. Kepulele slams into Jennifer Jackson. And it's an offensive charge called on Kepulele. Jennifer Jackson's feet had come set, and little old Jennifer got sent to the floor by the senior. Kepulele, of course, JJ's a senior. At 5'6", Kepulele is listed at 5'9". 7:49 to go.
Hey, what are you guys doing here? Are you playing at halftime?
19-10, the Penguins. Now they fling it over to the right side. Here's Flatten. Uh-oh, Flatten. Ooh, Flatten threw a balloon. But Vanessa Miller was able to come up with it. Three ball, Flatten on the way! That's the second one by Flatten. 22-10, the Penguins. 4-3 ball in the first half. Two by Flatten so far. 17-20 to go, the DUs. Here's Manning indoors. She hits the bottom of the backboard, and Flatten takes it down. Flatten now bumps her way back across the court. Flatten to Williams in stride. Oh, a little too much on it. Down with it, Vanessa Miller. On her knees, Klimenko's got a hand on it. Loose ball, everybody's on top of it. Oh, they called it a jumper too early.
Hey, who wants to be on the radio? Okay, sit here. I'll get everybody. Okay, we'll go one at a time. No. Come around this way. Okay, I'll take the extra. Okay, put those headphones on.
We're gonna have a guest. We're gonna have a guest here momentarily at the next break in the action. 22-10. Okay, bringing it up now is Sonnet Yee. She brings it across the middle. Over to the left side is Kepulele with a three ball on the way, deep. Taking down Shelly Klimenko. At the next break, we're going to have a very special guest. I don't know her name yet, but we're going to find out in a minute. Across the middle is Flatten. 22-10. 6:35 to go. Okay, here's Vanessa Miller. Uh-oh, Miller throws it away as Kepulele pulls it down. She gets it back to Sonnet Yee. Indoors now on the... Uh-oh, the Oaks. Limpach missed it. And down with it is Flatten. 22-10. Here's Vanessa Miller off to the right side. Here's Krumick now. Krumick, who buried the big tray ball early. Now a jump ball is forced by Menlo's Sonnet Yee. Now, what's your name, young lady? Speak into that microphone.
Sophia.
Sophia? And you're a basketball player?
Yeah.
Who do you play for?
Mount Carmel.
Okay, hang on. Sophia is our big guest here on DU Radio. Over to the right side now is Flatten. Flatten gets it to Krumick in the right corner. Indoors, Klimenko works the baseline, Shelly! Hey, did we give her two or one? Well, it's 24-10. I think the scoring table is always right. Sonnet Yee's got the ball for the Menlos. Over to the right side now. Here's Kepulele. She goes top of the key straight away. Kabori goes indoors. Gets it up there to... Uh-oh. Limpach had it, and a foul is called. And the substitution's coming in as Leah Manning's come back in place of Leanne Kabori. And you're listening to live CalPAC basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. So, Sophia, you play for Mount Carmel?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And where's that?
It's in the valley.
It's in the valley?
Mill Valley.
Oh, it's in Mill Valley, of course, just on the other side of the Golden Gate. Well, this side of the Golden Gate, because we're in San Rafael, California, where the time is 5:58 p.m., fans, in San Rafael, California. Thursday, the 17th. Oh, wait. And what position do you play?
I play wing.
You play, which, do you prefer the right wing or the left wing?
Right wing.
Okay, and what's your number?
I am number 6.
You're number 6. Now, what grade are you in, Sophia?
5th grade.
5th grade. Okay, very good. And Sophia, just so that you know, this timeout is brought to you and all of the fans worldwide listening on the internet by the Marin Independent Journal. It's all about Marin. Proud sponsors of DU Athletics, the Marin Independent Journal. You can find them at marinij.com. All right, Sophia, do you want to give a shout-out to anybody out there, like your mom or your friends or anybody?
I want to give a shout-out to my entire team.
All right, how about your teacher at school?
Sure.
What's her name?
Her name is Robin Alderson.
Okay, Robin Alderson?
Yeah.
Okay, very good, Sophia. Good job. Have one of your buddies come and sit down.
Right.
Whoever wants to be on the radio next, and we'll get them in there, and we'll get a player or two in here. All right, Sophia, good job.
Thank you.
Okay, right on. Okay, have a seat. When it comes time, you're going to talk real loud into that mic, okay? Sophia was good, wasn't she? Okay. Okay, over to the left side is Vanessa Miller now. But a lot of kids in the house tonight. Three ball now by Williams. Missed it a little bit short. And, oh, Krumit comes down with it. Kick out. Klarmenko on the way for three by Flatten. No. And back down with it is Manning. 5:10 to go, 24-10. Penguins on top. More guests coming at you. These young ladies going to be playing. Oh, man. They're going to be playing at halftime, and a perfect assist by Leah Manning to Kelsey Fushikoshi. And Fushikoshi just buries the deuce from the right side. Now here's Vanessa Miller. She flips it over to Flatten. Flatten goes left side. Krumix has already hit a three from way out there. She goes indoors. Williams. Here's Miller on the way for three. No. Manning takes it down. Another rebound for Manning. 24-12 DU. We're coming up on 4.5 in the first half. Now Menlo across the middle. Sané Yee goes to Manning. Manning on the right elbow. Back over to Yee. Indoors Manning. A perfect play. In and out. Manning missed it. Vanessa Miller comes down with it. And she passes it off to Flatten. The Penguins will slow things down. We're coming up on 4 minutes. Penguins on top, 24-12. Penguins have slowed down on all the fouls they had been committing. And Krumick's got it now on the left wing. Krumick now goes baseline, and she throws it away to Sonnet Yee. Yee was in the perfect place. There was nobody whoever Krumick had intended to hit with that pass. There was no Penguin anywhere near it. A poor pass by Krumick. Inside of 4 minutes. Here's the jumper now by Limpach, and Limpach buries a deuce. And Brianna Chambers has called a timeout now for the Penguins. Now, my next guest who's sitting in, she's going to speak right into that microphone very loudly. What's your name?
Isabella.
Isabella, and you play for, what do you play for, Mount Carmel as well?
Yes.
Okay, and what grade are you in?
5th.
You're in 5th grade. Okay, now are you, your teammates with Sophia?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Sophia was just here a minute ago. Now, what position do you play on the team?
I play point guard.
You're the point guard, huh? So you bring the ball up after to start each play.
Yeah.
Okay, are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right.
Okay. And who's your teacher?
My teacher is Miss Patler.
Miss Patler?
Yeah.
All right. And how do you like her? Is she pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's a good answer. Mm-hmm. Always nice to say that about your teacher when you're live on the air.
Yeah.
This timeout by the Penguins is brought to you by Frank Howard Allen fans. Love where you live. Frank Howard Allen Realtors, and you can find them at fhallen.com. So, Isabella, do you want to say, give a shout-out to any of your friends back at school or maybe your mom or something like that?
I want to give a shout-out to my friends, Veronica, Katie.
Loud, into the mic.
Veronica and Katie because,
Because why? They're your best friends?
Well, they're really good friends, and they offered to let me play on their team.
Okay. Well, that away. Okay, that's a good shout-out. All right, good job, Isabella. Thanks for sitting in with us on DU Radio Radio. Dominican.edu. We're waiting for the Penguins to bring the ball back into play. We've got a bunch of the players from the Mount Carmel team. Oh, we have one more sitting in. Okay, very good. Go ahead, sit down. Welcome. Welcome. Happy to have you. 3:46 to go. Penguins by 10 in the first half. We're going to have one more guest before these ladies play their halftime game. In the Conlin Center, we're back underway. The clock rolls. Penguins have the ball on offense. Krumick thinking three ball on the left wing. Doesn't want to do it. She gets it over to Flatten. Now Krumick, left elbow. Indoors, Klarmenko wide open, in and out. Klarmenko a little bit deep. and a whistle as Manning was coming down with it. Klemenko was wide open on that assist. 3:26 to go. 24-14. And the foul was committed.
Who's that foul on?
Thank you. Shelly Klemenko with the foul. 3:26 to go. That's going to send Leah Manning to the line as Darcell Sanders gets ready to come back in. This one is deep, and the Penguins come down with it. And a good rebound there by Krumick in perfect position. Penguins on offense. To the right side is Miller. Now here's Flatten. Flatten with a high bounce pass to Miller. She gets it over to Krumick with a jumping catch. Miller straight away. Uh-oh! Oh, Miller had it stripped away for a second, but she got it back. Now Miller goes with perfect hand control. 8 on the shot clock. Krumick on the way. 3 ball. Oh, she missed it deep. Down with it, Kepulele. 3 minutes exactly. 24-14. Right side now is Fushikoshi. She goes left side to Yee. Indoors, Limpok. Right side. Oaks working the perimeter. Yee thinking about it. 15 on the shot. Left side. Now here's Manning. Right side now, Yee. 8 on the shot. Fushikoshi drives in. Left side on the baseline. Penguins all over. 5 on the shot clock. Tipped out. Manning gets it back up with 1 on the shot clock. Oh, man, the Oaks are managed to convert the deuce. Uh-oh, and now the Penguins give it up on offense. 24-16. Collier's out on the floor. 2:16 to go. Bringing it up now is Sana Yee. She calls out the play. She gets it indoors to Limpok. Limpok throws it away. Limpok, the player that scored a moment ago for the Oaks, with only 1 second to go on the shot clock. Uh-oh. Okay, no problem. Come back after you play, okay? I'll catch you in the second half. Okay. 24-16, we're coming up on 2 minutes. Left side now is Jennifer Jackson. 3 ball, Flatten on the way. Oh, Flatten air ball. She was so far out there. Flatten was about 25 feet. Menlo now drives in. Sana Yee runs into Jennifer Jackson and throws it away. And that one leaves the Penguin area. It leaves the entire stadium.
Huh?
In a minute, okay. One of you come sit here. 24-16. 1:46 to go.
There you go. Put those headphones on.
Okay, now the Penguins on offense. Coming up on a buck and a half, 24-16. Straight away, Olivia Williams. Left side, Miller on the way, 3 ball. Oh, back at her. But in the way is Kabori, who hauls it in. Penguins by 8. Menlo now is going to bring it up. Sana Yee. 1:20 to go. Here's Manning. Back over to Yee. Yee thinking 3 ball. She's got Flatten in her face. Left side now. Fushikoshi drifts over to the left. She's got JJ on her. Manning goes indoors. Manning throws it away. 1:08 to go. Penguins by 8. I'm going to have one more guess before halftime. And she's coming up in a minute. Left side is Vanessa Miller. Miller, with superb ball control, throws it up there to Flatten. Miller thinks 3 ball, kick out JJ. JJ heaves it back to the left wing. Here goes Flatten, 3 ball, missed it right. Tipped out, Sonny Yee's down with it, 45 seconds. Across the middle, it's 2-on-1. Oh, Yee with a travel. Sana Yee was bringing it up. It was 2-on-1 on the Oaks in favor of the Oaks. And Yee dribbled a little high there. Here comes Madrigal. She's back in there now. 41 seconds to go. The Penguins on top by 8. Radio.Dominican.edu broadcasting worldwide. From Dominican University of California, this broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Penguins back on offense now. Here's Flatten. Goes right side, JJ. 27 seconds. 14 on the shot. Now Flatten. Back over to Jennifer. Jackson drives in. Left side. Jackson with a jumper. High leg kick. No. Down with it is Olivia Williams. Gets a whistle. The bucket goes. Doesn't count. 17 seconds and Darcell Sanders got whacked. Here comes Sasha Krumick. Krumick's thinking. Well, there we go. Now Krumick gets to come back in place of Jennifer Jackson. Jackson leaving the floor. Halftime extravaganza coming up. Penguins on the quick up and in. Indoors to Olivia Williams, and Williams is fouled on the way by Madrigal. On the short side, Flatten fires it in, finds Olivia Williams drifting across the paint from left to right. Williams hammers it home and gets a whistle. Penguins by 10. 15 seconds to go. Shot clock is off now with only 15 overhead. Here's the freebie by Olivia Williams, and that one goes down. And back in there is Sonnet Yee. 12 seconds to go. How can 3 seconds come off the clock on a free throw? Yeah. They're going to slow down play now and talk to the officials. But just as I mentioned, there was 15 seconds on the shot clock and when Olivia Williams went to the line. She made the free throw, so the clock shouldn't have started. And they're going to put 15 back overhead, and that is correct. Okay. 15 seconds on the shot clock. I'm going to have a couple guests at halftime. So you want to hang around for that, folks. How you feeling over there? You nervous? Okay, good. 27-16. 15 on the shot clock. We're ready to go. Menlo's going to have it on the long end. They bring it in bounds. Kabori gets it to Yee. 13 seconds, Yee right wing. 11 seconds now. Yee drifts over to the left with a bounce pass. Kapulia, the jumper on the way. Missed it way right. 4 seconds. Down Olivia Williams. Flatten. 2 seconds on the way in the air. Oh, Flatten missed it a little bit short. But at halftime, folks, the Penguins are leading the Oaks from Menlo College by 11 points. Wow. Who'd have thought it? So we have 15 minutes for a break, and just before we go to that break, I have a guest with me. What's your name, young lady?
Malia.
And do you play basketball, Malia?
Yeah.
You do. Real loud into the microphone now. What position do you play?
I play 4 and 3.
You play the 4 and the 3. Oh, okay. So that's how tall are you?
I don't know.
You don't know how tall you are? Okay. Now, how old are you? Let's ask that.
9.
You're 9 years old, so you're probably about 4 foot, 6 foot, 4? 5 foot?
What no.
are you? Okay, are your folks here tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And are you going to be playing basketball at halftime, or is that somebody else? No, you're
yeah,
not. Okay.
That's that team.
All right. Now, what team do you play for?
I play for St. Rayfield.
Oh, you do play for St. Rayfield. Okay, very good. And you play the 4 and the 3. And who's your friend here?
This is Jessie.
This lady here is Jessie?
Yes.
Okay, good. And is Jessie in your class?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to give a shout out to anybody, like your teacher or your mom or somebody?
Okay.
Who's your teacher?
My teacher's Miss Wayhall. She used to go to the school.
Chelsea Wayhall?
Yeah.
Hey, she used to be one of the... I'll tell you what. Let me tell you something about your teacher, okay? First off, she was one of the best three-point shooters that I've seen in 8 years at Dominican, okay? Chelsea Wayhall. Now, do you know what number she used to wear?
No.
You're right. Jesse knew. Chelsea Wayhall wore number 4. And once in a while, I see her in the... Conlin Center. You know, she used to play right here.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Chelsea Whale, folks, a great Penguin. And she's now your teacher.
Yep.
Wow, who'd have thought that?
I don't know.
All right, so you like her? She's a good lady?
Yeah.
All right, she's... How are your grades? Pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's always a good idea to give a shout-out to your teacher. Chelsea Whale, I've watched her play basketball for 4 years. What a small world, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. That's going to do it for us for now. I'm going to have Jesse toward the end of the halftime period. Coach John Brooks is in the house, as always. And in about 10 minutes, I will be back with the halftime statistics and our extravaganza at halftime, as usual. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, where we have a CalPAC doubleheader, the Penguins, the Oaks from Menlo College. And it's all happening right here at the Conlin Center on radio.dominican.edu. We will be back, folks. In about 10 minutes. And let me just see if I can get some more Indian unsigned music coming up for you on radio.dominican.edu. we are back underway with the second half. And the score is 27-16. And the Penguins now have switched sides as usual with the Oaks. Over to the right side, the Oaks now working it. They are on the perimeter outside. Kepulele tipped away. Jennifer Jackson. Olivia Williams had it for a second. Almost falling into the backcourt was Frances Sorensen, who's come in. Sorensen out of Scotts Valley at 5'6". Uh-oh. And bouncing it off of her foot was Kelsey Fushikoshi. Fushikoshi on offense had the thing go out off of her left foot, and the Penguins on offense now. We're 19:34 to go. 27-16. Jennifer Jackson's got it between the circles. She's got Yee on her. Jackson drifts over to the right wing. Low bounce pass indoors, Klarmenko. Very physical. Klarmenko hits the deck along with Kepulele. That matchup of Kepulele and Klarmenko is a good one, with Shelly Klarmenko being slightly taller and a little more physical. And now drifting with it was Kepulele in a travel as Klarmenko is rubbing the right elbow that really hit the ground hard on that last play. 27-16, 19:04 to go. Now a whistle as Jennifer Jackson is left in the backcourt. Flatten goes over to help her up. I'm not sure what tripped up Jennifer Jackson, but she ended up on her back in the backcourt. So the Penguins bring it in, and they get it to JJ. She's way out there on the left wing. JJ's got Yee plastered to her. Sonny Yee playing some massive defense, and a travel has been called. No, an off-ball foul. I'm not sure who it was against. It was against Vanessa Miller. One team foul apiece. 18:50 to go. 27-16. Right side now is Yee. She's out there with Flatten, who won't let her indoors. Uh-oh. And a massive air ball. I think it was tipped by Sorensen. Sorensen got the thing up, but not very close to the basket. And now the Penguins in the fast break. They get it. And they miss it and back up with it. Oh, and now Vanessa Miller with an all-ball rejection. Oh, Miller. What a massive defensive move there by Miller. Super play. Jennifer Jackson's got it now right in front of the broadcasting area. The Penguins moving from our left to right as we look down from high atop center court. Here's Vanessa Miller. Miller's got it. She's got Sorensen on her. She kicks outside to Olivia Williams. Williams goes 360 at the baseline. Williams comes up with it with a hook shot. Oh, Williams gets it to go high off the glass. 17-51. Penguins 29, Oaks 16, second half action. Right side now is Sana Yee. She gets over to Kepulele, the veteran. Now Fushikoshi straight away between the circles. Right side now is Yee. They get it indoors, Manning. Manning against Klarmenko. Up, in, out. Back up, Sorensen can't get it to go. Sorensen's fouled. Second team foul committed by the Penguins, and that one is committed by Shelly Klarmenko. Sorensen on the line now. Sorensen, a 5'6" senior out of Scotts Valley on the way. Good. Boy, great shot by Sorensen. A high, majestic arc as Darcell Sanders comes in place of Klarmenko. 29-17, 17:32 to go. Sorensen gets her second attempt here on the way. In and out from the right side. Down with it is Olivia Williams. Very physical. She underhands it to Flatten. Flatten now calls off Miller and has her move up into the right wing. Miller now has it way out there. 17:21 to go. Miller drifts back to the top. Three ball Flatten on the way. Oh, Flatten hits a big three! 32-17, Flatten's third three ball of the game. Well, Flatten's on it right now. Talk about high and majestic. That thing had so much air under it, it was just a beauty. What a bomb. Sorensen now left side. 32-17, Penguins. Here's the jumper, Kepulele, good. Now Now Caitlin Collier's come up on her feet, and she's calling out defensive play number three. Driving the lane was Alicia Flatten. Flatten hates the call, whatever it is. The foul is against Kapua Lee. And now the substitutions. Gianna Covarelli has come in place of Frances Sorensen. 16:40 to go. 32-19. Inbounds Penguins. Now Vanessa Miller's got it. She drives over to the right side. Baseline Miller with the jumper. Oh, Miller buries a deuce. Holy cow, the Penguins are knocking down everything all of a sudden. 34-19. Now the Penguin bench is insisting upon defense from the team. Right side, Lee drifts over to the left. Can't get it to go. Darcell Sanders comes down with it. Sanders turns into a whirlpool with the ball tucked under her arms. And she breaks loose. Here's Flatten. Flatten goes in and out. Oh, Flatten high off the glass. Here's the jumper by Jennifer Jackson and the putback Jackson. And now a timeout has been called by head coach Caitlin Collier. And my first guest, yeah, it's a full timeout. My first guest of the second half. What's your name, young lady?
Jessie.
Now, Jessie, your friend was talking about you before. Who was that? Who was your friend?
Malia.
That's right. Okay, now I remember. Now, Malia is a student of Miss Whale, isn't that right? Are you also?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, how do you like Miss Whale?
She's awesome.
She's awesome? Okay, well, that's pretty good.
And we have something called Penguin Bucks, which you got from here.
Wait, say that loudly into the microphone.
We have something called Penguin Bucks in our classroom, and she got the idea from coming to, from a thing called Voice Bucks in sixth grade, and she got Penguin Bucks from coming to Dominican. She loves penguins.
She loves the penguins? Yeah, that's as do I. You know, I went here as well, along with Miss Whale. Well, we were a few years apart. But, yeah, she's a great penguin. She was a great basketball player. Do you play basketball? Into the microphone.
I'm not in a league, but I like to play basketball, and I go to the summer camp for basketball here.
Okay, before you leave, do you want to give a shout-out to anybody, like your mom or something?
To my mom and Miss Wehaw.
Okay, very good. All right, good job, Jessie. With a shout-out to her mom and her teacher. Always a good move. The end of the timeout has come, fans. Good job, Jessie. You can just set those right there somewhere. Yeah, all right. With 15:49 to go, 36-19. Boy, there's a lot of kids in the house tonight, and they all want to be on the air. And I can't blame them. Now the Menlo's working the perimeter. Here's Kapua Lee as the clock rolls. 15:40 to go, 36-19 DUs. Out on the right wing is Covarelli. She takes it. Oh, Covarelli drove it home. She had a wide-open look. And she went over the top of the hoop with an air ball. Covarelli was just pumped up. Now Flatten. Oh, Flatten hits Olivia Williams out of the hoop. And Williams is able to bury it from the baseline on the right side, 38-19. The Penguins have now doubled the score. Oh, man, here goes a three ball from about 40 feet by Fushikoshi, and she missed it. And now the fast break, and Williams falling out of bounds as a poor pass by Flatten, I think. It was just over her head a little bit, and Williams fell out of bounds to save the ball. Well, I have another guest. I didn't even see you come in there. Hold on a minute now. All right. Over to the right side now is Fushikoshi. She gets it over to Yee. Now Kapua Lee on the way for a three ball. Yes. Oh, they just called it two. Her foot was on the line. 38-21. 14:35 to go. That was a big, long two ball by Kapua Lee. 38-21 with 14.5 to go. Alicia Flatten goes over to the left side. Here's Jennifer Jackson and a whistle. And the foul was called against Olivia Williams, a push. That was an off-ball penalty. The third committed by the Penguins in the second half. Here comes Leanne Kabori in place of Haley Limpach. Kabori out of Newark, California, the sophomore at 5'10". So now across the middle is Sonnet Yee, 38-21. Left side, Kapua Lee, who just hit the big two ball. Lee drives in from the baseline, left side, good for two. That's two in a row for Kapua Lee, 38-23. 14 minutes exactly to go, fans, from the Conlin Center on radio.dominican.edu. Indoors to Darcel. Outside, Flatten thinks about it. Flatten fires it up there. And Vanessa Miller comes up with it. A low bounce pass to Williams. Turnaround jumper, no. Kick out. Sonia Yee's got it. She brings it up on the left side. Now Kepa-Uli is dribbling with her left hand. She's indicating the play with her right hand. She hands it off to Yee. Yee drifts left side, picks up a screen. Now over to the right. To Yee, driving inbounds. Oh, indoors, and a superb place by Covarelli to pass it off to Kabori. Covarelli to Kabori. And Kabori cans it, and she'll get to go to the line. Leanne Kabori, a 5'10" sophomore. Brandon Davis is in the house, fans, finally. I was wondering where he was. 38-25. So Kabori to the line now with 13:23 to go. Shelly Clermanco is getting ready to come back in. And she does as Darcel heads back to the bench. Round of applause for Sanders. Sanders had a key rebound there in the two series ago. Here's Kabori on the line. Takes her aim for the three ball. No, she missed it. Down with it, Jennifer Jackson. Good rebound. 13:20 to go. 38-25. Here's Jennifer Jackson. Jackson gets it indoor to Miller. Over to Flatten. Thought three ball, didn't want to do it. Jackson now into the corner with a good head fake. Here's Williams. Deep off the side of the backboard. Clermanco back down with it. Clermanco with a putback. 40-25. Penguins not letting up after the big run there of 7 points by the Oaks. Now the Oaks working the perimeter. They're back on offense. Kepa-Uli drives baseline up and over and under, and Kepa-Uli cans the deuce. Boy, she's the high scorer here for sure. It's usually Kepa-Uli and Kelsey Fushikoshi, but Lee's doing all the damage to the DUs now, and the Penguins throw it away. Now Menlo's got it. Menlo moving from our right to left. Menlo attacking the southern hoop of the Conlin Center. Now back across the middle is Sonnet Yee. Yee brings it right across the insignia. She hands it off to Kepa-Uli. Between the circles, she drifts over to the left side. Lee's got three Penguins on her, and it's kicked out of bounds, and they're going to give it back to the Oaks. And I think it came out off the foot of Vanessa Miller. 12:08 to go, 40-27, the Penguins on top. Three team fouls committed by the Penguins, two committed by the Oaks so far. A much less aggressive game in the second half. By this point, the Penguins had already racked up seven in the first half. Here's a fadeaway jumper by Kepa-Uli, falling off balance. Olivia Williams comes down as she rips it away from Leanne Kabori, and a whistle. We're inside of 12 minutes. Vanessa Miller will bring it in. Menlo with some very soft pressure in the back. Fushikoshi's back there, but not much doing. Here comes Flatten across the middle. Flatten picks up a screen from Olivia Williams. Miller now, left wing. Miller has nowhere to go. She's got Cavelli on her. Miller now flings it to Flatten. Flatten on the baseline right side. Oh, Flatten buries a deuce. 42-27, 11 and a half to go. Over to the right side now. Bringing it up. Sonny E. Here's the jumper. Kepa-Uli on the way. Oh, that's a big three. That was out there at about 21 feet. And a timeout has been called by head coach Caitlin Collier, my final guest of the night tonight. What's your name, young lady? Talking to that microphone.
Sammy.
Sammy? Mm-hmm. And you play for Mount Carmel?
Yeah.
Or what are you guys called?
We're called the Super Shots.
The Super Shots. Uh-huh. And how old are you?
I'm 10.
You're 10 years old. And does that mean you're in fifth grade?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you score any points tonight in the game?
No.
No. But you played?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. And who's your teacher?
Miss Patler.
Miss Patler. Okay. Very good. You want to give a shout out to your mom or something at home?
Yeah. But could two other people just say hi?
Maybe at the end of the game.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot. It was good having you. You want to give a shout out to your mom?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Okay, very good. Good job. That's your first time on radio, huh? All right. All right, the end of the timeout's come, 11:15, and now the clock rolls. 14, 13. Here comes Jennifer Jackson. So all the kids in the house are sitting in on the radio tonight. I invited one, and the next thing I knew, it was 11. And more one on. Let's see if I can fit him in here. Here is Olivia Williams. Now with Williams just grazed the rim. That was about as close to an air ball as you can come, as Leanne Cabori came down with it. Cabori with the defensive rebound. Clermanco out, and Darcell Sanders back in. Clermanco's wincing in pain. Shout out to D-Rob, listening worldwide, my man. He's married pretty recently, too. One of the great Penguins in DU athletics history. D-Rob, listening worldwide on DU Radio. Kepulele with a jumper. Kepulele gets her own rebound after it was tipped out by Leanne Cabori. Collier's come up, and she's screaming at the referee. Collier doesn't want to sit down. She's pacing. Collier, very intense. One of the best coaches in the league, Caitlin Collier, in her 10th season, the Yokes. Won a bunch of championships, Collier. And a different lifetime ago, she was a coach here at DU. Oh, man. And now Darcell Sanders has Sonnet Yee run into her. And Sonnet Yee is 5'3", and Darcell Sanders is 6-footer. And Sonnet Yee, I just happened to look up at that exact instant, and it looked like Sonnet Yee ran into a telephone pole. Darcell did. There was no give in Sanders' shoulder. But the foul is against Sanders. That's a fifth team foul committed by the Penguins. Now it's stolen away by Jennifer Jackson. She slows things down in the backcourt. Jackson hands it off to Flatten. A great move. Boy, the Penguin women are just playing beautifully so far. 10 minutes exactly to go, fans. Penguins by 12. Menlo's going to turn up the heat right now. Out of bounds, a DU ball. Tipped out by Kepulele. Kepulele and Sonnet Yee got in Flatten's arms. 16 on the shot clock. And Miller brings it in to Williams between the circles. Williams flings it to Flatten. Back to Olivia. Thinks three ball with a foot fake. Oh, Williams hands it off to Flatten. Now they get it indoors to Miller. Miller with a jumper. Miller has it blocked away, gets her own rebound. Miller ends up on the floor hitting very hard, and they call it a jump ball. And the possession arrow is in favor of the Oaks. 9:38 to go, fans. Penguin bench demanding defense out of the ladies. And the DUs have been playing some beautiful defense so far tonight. Here's a... Oh, well, speaking of defense, Olivia Williams with a massive rejection. Williams got over the top of Kepulele, all ball. Took it away from her. Kepulele hits the floor. Oh, Jennifer Jackson on the fast break from the left side. Jennifer Jackson buries a deuce off the glass very high. Cavelli now with a jumper, no. Darcell comes down with it. Now here's Jennifer Jackson, 44-30, Penguins inside of 9 minutes. Boy, if the Penguins can hold on, this would be a massive win. Here comes Jennifer now. She brings it up. She picks up a screen from Williams. Uh-oh, it's 2-on-1. JJ's caught up, and they call another jumper. Nope. Timeout has been called by head coach Brianna Chambers. Holy cow. This game is going crazy. 44-30, 8:39 to go. Radio.Dominican.edu. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. This timeout is brought to you by Puentes Taqueria, located at Montecito Plaza. You can find them at puentes.com. That's P-U-E-N-T-E-Z. .com. Puentes Taqueria for the best burritos in town. Puentes Taqueria at the Montecito Plaza. Let's say hi to Bobby at Puentes. That's the end of the timeout, fans. 44-30, 8:39 to go. Inbounds, Penguins. Oh, Miller throws it in, and Flatten is able to hold on to it. Flatten flings it over to Jennifer. Jackson, four on the shot clock. Three ball on the way. Olivia Williams thought she had it. No. Down with the Manning. Manning hauls it in and flips it off to Sana Yi. Now here's Kapuli, who hands it off to Sorensen. Back over to the left side. Now is Yi. Sorensen, right side, perimeter. Kapua on the way, three ball. Holy cow, Kapua Lee with another bomb. Man, Kapua Lee buries a tray. 8 minutes exactly, fans. Vanessa Miller's got it on the right wing. Penguins don't want to do anything silly. They're up by 11. Olivia Williams now has got it straight away. She hands it off to Flatten. Flatten, bounce pass. Jennifer Jackson, too high off the glass. A perfect look at it. Jackson couldn't get it. Manning comes down with it. Loose ball, they call it. Oh, brother, they call the foul on Miller. Miller was fighting for the ball with Manning, and they call the foul on Miller. Sasha Krumic gets ready to come back in. Krumic wears number 4. That's Chelsea Wales' old number. 44-33. Krumic's in there in place of Miller. Sana Yi brings it up. She's between the circles. She gets it to Kepa Lee, who's done all the damage against the Penguins in the second half. Well, Kepa Lee has just been brutal. Now Kepa Lee goes up, and Kepa Lee gets a foul. 44-33, as two Penguins had the ball on the rebound. It looked like it was Darcel Sanders and Olivia Williams who had come down with the ball. Both ladies were fighting as if they were fighting each other for it. And Kepa Lee came right in there and was able to draw the foul, and she misses this one way right. Did the Penguins a favor there. Penguins getting ready to collapse in on the key. Here's Kapua on the way. Oh, she misses this one way right. Darcel comes down with it and tries to call a timeout. And what? Sanders comes down, smashes her elbow, and a travel's called. Darcel was fighting for the rebound, and they call a travel. So on the short side now is going to be Sana Yi. She's bringing it in. Sana Yi gets it into Kepa Lee. And somebody handled the ball incorrectly. So the Menlos will bring it back in. Now they're going to guard Kepa Lee very tightly. They got to get it in within 5 seconds. They do so. It's tipped up by Flatten, and Jennifer Jackson comes down with it. Now the Penguins up 44-33. They're on offense. Penguins now across the middle. Here is Flatten. Flatten is being accosted by Fushikashi. Now to the right elbow is Olivia Williams. Williams wants to shoot the three. Williams from the free throw line. Williams missed it left. Tipped up. And Sorensen steps out with it. It's going to be Penguin ball on the short end. 7:01 to go. The Penguins by 11. Haley Limpach's come back in and places Francis Sorensen. Now the Penguins on the short side. They've got 5 seconds to bring it in. Three, two. They get it into Krumic. Krumic on the left wing. Krumic hit a three in the early part of the first half. Here's a jumper by Flatten on the way. Holy cow, Alicia Flatten is hot tonight. She buries another long deuce. 46-33. Oh, the Penguins need this one badly if they want any chance of staying in the CalPAC race. Here's Manning, top of the key. Manning gets it indoors. Haley Limpach on the way. And a whistle.
Foul on Krumic.
Foul against Sasha Krumic. We'll send Limpach to the line. Limpach in and out and back in. 46-34. Back to the line now is Limpach, and she buries another one. Penguins by 9. Krumic throws it in to Jennifer Jackson. Jackson brings it right across the insignia in the middle of the house. Jackson with a no-look pass over to Flatten. Now they get it back into the middle. Olivia Williams, top of the key. Williams thinking three. JJ, right wing. Jackson with some good foot control. Good footwork. Jackson back and forth. Jackson's in trouble. Over to Williams. Head fake. Williams thinks 3-5 on the shot. Here goes Jackson with a jumper. Three. Oh, Jennifer Jackson buries the deuce with three on the shot clock. 48-35, coming up on 6 minutes. Across the middle now is Yee. Back over to Manning. Left side is Kepa Lee. Here's a jumper by Fushikashi on the way. Misses short. Down Olivia Williams. Williams with a rebound as that one just grazed the rim. Very short. 48-35 DU. 5:45 to go. Here's Flatten. Left side, Krumick. Krumick with a little foot fake. Gets it over to Jennifer Jackson. Heaves it over to Flatten. Three ball on the way. Oh, air ball from Flatten. Oh, great save by Darcell Sanders. Now the ball's tipped up, and Flatten comes up limping. All right, here comes Leanne Kabori's come back in place now of Haley Limpach. Kabori back in there as there was a shot clock reset. The Penguins will have the ball at 17 seconds. Inbounds Flatten. Flatten's all right. JJ heaves it over to Krumick, thinking three. Krumick drives in, kick out. Flatten, 10 on the shot. JJ drives the lane. JJ throws it away off the fingers of Darcell. Sanders didn't see it coming. Sanders had several Oaks to deal with on the way. On her own, I mean. 5:16 to go. The clock rolls. 48-35. Right side is Sonnet Yee. Kepa Lee now. On the way, three ball. Oh, brother. Kepa Lee. It's about a 24-foot three ball from straight away off the glass inside of 5 minutes. 48-38. Jennifer Jackson's got it now right in front of the broadcasting area. Here's Olivia Williams. Heaves it across the court to Flatten. 12 on the shot. The Penguins are working the clock nicely. Back over to Flatten. Krumick thinking about it. On the way, Krumick, three ball. Oh, missed it right. Krumick had a shot at it. Pretty clean look, but she was way out there. Krumick on the left side missed it. 48-38. Penguins have 8 team fouls. They've committed. 2 committed by the Oaks. Now they get it down to Manning down low. Turnaround jumper. No, Darcell comes down with it. Boy, Manning had a perfect look at it. It's tipped out. Jennifer Jackson's got it as Fushikoshi and Flatten end up on the floor. Flatten now across the middle. Flings it up to Jennifer Jackson. JJ drives the lane right side. JJ in and out and back in. Sanders tried to rip it away. On the down, she couldn't do it. Kepa Lee comes up with it. We're inside of 4 minutes. 48-38 now. Right side, Kepa Lee drives the lane. She goes indoors, and there's a whistle. And the foul is called against Jennifer Jackson. So Kepa Lee will go to the line, and one would not bet against Kepa Lee making both of these. She's been on fire. Oh, the kiss of death. She missed that one to the right. Manning gets tied up with Darcell Sanders in a jump ball. And now a timeout has been called by head coach Caitlin Collier. Collier in her 10th season at the helm of the Oaks basketball, the women's basketball program. And she's called a full timeout. 3:49 to go. The Penguins by 10, but they've committed 9 team fouls, the DUs. Only 2 have been committed so far by the Oaks. This timeout is brought to you by the Mechanics Bank. Stop by the Santa Fe office at 904 4th Street. Check them out online at mechbank.com. That's www.mechbank.com. Mechanics Bank. Proud supporters of Dominican Athletics and the Field of Dreams. DU Radio on the air worldwide from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates. Broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. The end of the timeout is coming. The Penguins are on top. 3:49 to go, fans. Back out on the floor, J.J. Krumick, Olivia Williams, Darcel, and Alicia Flatten. Flatten is rubbing that left calf and her right knee. So Krumick's got 5 seconds to bring it in, and she does so. She gets it inbound, and falling out of bounds with Jennifer Jackson, and it's going to be Menlo Ball on the short side. Krumick fired it in, and Jackson got all tied up with one of the yokes. Vanessa Miller's come back in place of Sasha Krumick. And that happened so quickly that actually no time ran off the clock. Clock rolls, clock rolls. There we go, 3:46. Now the Oaks are on offense. Sonnet Yee's got it on the left wing. Over to Fushikashi, 19 on the shot. Fushikashi drives in against Miller, nowhere to go. She turns back out. Now they get it indoors to Kabori. Kabori with an air ball and a whistle. And I think it's going to be on Darcel. No, it's not. It's going to be on Jennifer Jackson with another one. Klermenko coming in place of J.J. Jennifer Jackson's got the shoulder slumped.
Is that 5 on Jackson?
That's the end of Jackson. That's her 5th with 3.5 to go. That's too bad. Jackson's doing very well tonight. First free throw by Leanne Kabori is missed. Jackson fouls out of the game. One of the D's high scorers tonight. This one's on the way, and that one is good. So Kabori converts 1 of 2. 9-point game, 3.5 to go. Flatten in the backcourt. Flatten calls a timeout. Heads up there because Flatten was being surrounded by Oaks in the backcourt. Flatten had the ball on the inbounds. And then she was surrounded in the back backcourt by Oaks. They were just all over. A bunch of branches going in there. And poor little old Alicia Flatten had a bunch of oak branches going all over the place. Acorns flying. Leaves flying. And with a heads-up play, Alicia Flatten calls a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Wells Fargo Bank, fans. 12 Marin locations to serve you. They're at wellsfargo.com for checking and direct deposit service for Dominican students and everyone else, for that matter. Wells Fargo. Visit a branch today. 3:27 to go. Of course, tonight's CalPAC doubleheader being played at the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. And you're listening to it live worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. And we're back underway. And the Penguins have in the backcourt. And here is Olivia Williams. She heaves it across to Flatten. Flatten now left side, 3:17. Here's Williams on the right. Penguins by 9. Penguins could use a couple more scores. Here's Darcel Sanders as the Penguins work the clock nicely. They get it outside to Miller. Miller thinks 3-ball with a foot fake. No. 2 on the shot clock. Uh-oh. There's a violation. And the Penguins turn the ball over. The DUs couldn't get the shot clock to restart. They couldn't get any of the rim. 3:01 the clock rolls as the Oaks bring it in. They let it roll all the way to midcourt as the Penguins don't put any backcourt pressure on them. Fushikashi gets it over to Yee. Now Manning straight away. Here's Kepualee thinking about it. 48-39 is the score. Sonia Yee's got it. She drifts left side. Back straight, top of the key. Now they get it indoors to Manning with an easy dump in. No whistle. Manning for 2. 48-41. 2:37 to go. A lot of backcourt pressure. And the foul is committed by Kelsey Fushikashi. Penguins have committed 10 team fouls with 2:34 to go. It's now a 7-point game, fans, with 2:34 to go. Inbounds to Vanessa. Now they're just playing them in the backcourt. No whistles. Here's Klemenko. Left side, the Penguins work it. Zigzag style. Manning gets a hold of it. Klemenko goes to the bottom of the backboard. And a whistle. 2:21 to go. Three team fouls committed by the Oaks. And it's called against Liam Manning. And Shelly Klemenko is going to go to the line. And to say that the Oaks are in this thing is an understatement and a half. 48-41, and Shelly Klemenko buries the first one. And that's huge. Penguins need a little momentum action to go right now. Here's Klemenko on the way. Yes! Shelly Klemenko buries both of them. 50-41, and that was huge. Now the Oaks on offense. We're at 2:15. Manning fakes the handoff. 22 on the shot clock. Here's Kepa Lee, drives in left side. Kepa Lee misses short. Tipped out, Lee gets her own rebound. Now Klemenko gets a hand on it. What?
Who's that on?
Fouls called against Vanessa Miller. 50-41. And now a timeout has been called? No.
.edu. EU Radio. Radio. Dominican. .edu.
Yeah, that's right. Radio.Dominican. .edu. It wasn't a timeout. It was like an official moment. I'm not sure why they stopped play. It wasn't a timeout. 2:06 to go, fans. 50-41. And Kepa Lee to the line. After Vanessa Miller with the foul. The Penguins by 9. 2:06 to go. Here's the first one. She misses this one, Kepa. Man, oh man. Kepa Lee has been just nails in the second half, but she misses that one. And that was big. This one's on the way. And she missed that one. And Flatten ends up on top of it. She fires it over to Williams. Williams to Flatten in the backcourt. 2 minutes exactly. Penguins by 9 across the middle. Flatten's got it. She gets it off to Williams. Williams has it in the backcourt. Now she gets it up to Flatten. Up to Darcell left side. Sanders. Oh, Darcell Sanders buries the deuce from the baseline. Sanders, what a beautiful play. 52-41. Here's Manning left side. 1:38 to go, three ball on the way, Kepler lead, no. Oh, brother, and Darcell Sanders ends up on the ground. Flatten's right calf is killing her. Flatten got kicked in the calf or something. Flatten might have to come out. Flatten can't walk on it. 52-41. Timeout has been called as Brianna Chambers has to go out on the court to attend to Flatten. 1:34 to go. Oh, Flatten is hurt. Flatten's got Jesse Mazza out there helping her, but she's got to go to the table. Now she hops, she leaps up onto the table. And Jesse Mazza's going to work on that right calf. Boy, oh boy, she must have gotten kicked something terrible in that calf. Looking over at Flatten right now, and Jesse Mazza's pulling up on the toe. Pulling the toe right toward the knee to straighten out that calf muscle. Holy cow. 1:34 to go. 52-41, fans. This timeout is brought to you by Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in San Rafael. Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can be found on the World Wide Web at marinorthopedics.com. So Brianna Chambers has called the timeout, 52-41, 1:34 to go. 14 fouls committed by the Oaks. That's not going to be a problem now for the Oaks. The Oaks are 6-1 in CalPAC conference play. The Penguins 2-4. 1 minute and 34 seconds away. Can the Penguins hold on? An 11-point lead with a minute and a half, one would think. Stranger things have happened, but not many of them. See if the DUs can do it. Inbounds. On the short side, Oaks. Here's the jumper by Covarelli. No. Down with it, Flatten. Flatten is back in there. Flatten is fouled in the backcourt. Flatten, who left the floor limping like crazy. Oh, Flatten, she's still keeping the right leg up. She jumped onto the trainer's bench. Now Krumick's got it on the inbounds. Krumick up the sideline. Krumick with great footwork, dribbling the ball left-handed all the way up the sideline. She's bumped out of bounds. Good footwork there by Sasha Krumick. Inbounds now. The Penguins need to find somebody. They do so, and Krumick, oh, man. Krumick never touched it. It was bumped out by Covarelli. And they give the ball to the Oaks anyway. Here's fast break now. Here comes Sonnet Yee. Sonnet Yee now. Oh, it goes out off of Krumick that time. Sonnet Yee was trying to find Kelsey Fushikoshi in the left corner. Krumick got a hand on it. Krumick is guarding Fushikoshi now. They get it inbounds to Covarelli. She's up against Claire Manco. Now Kepulele, three ball, no. Manning comes down with it for a second. Manning gets a whistle. With 1:08 to go, Manning will go to the line. A foul committed by Olivia Williams. Over the top, Williams. 52-41, Manning on the line. Penguin men scheduled to tip off in 22 minutes. Manning misses this by a mile and a half left. Way out there. Manning has been superb with the rebounding. Not so good with that first free throw. Here's the second one on the way. A dead ball, no spin. Down with it, Olivia Williams after the miss. And it's going to be Penguin ball as Olivia Williams came down with it. And now I think Williams gets to go to the line. 2 seconds rolled off the clock. In the backcourt, Sasha Krumick and Alicia Flatten. The single Oak is Sonnet Yee. Olivia Williams on the line. This one's, she missed it deep. Down with it. Fushikoshi coming up on 1 minute. Right side, Fushikoshi goes 3-1. Stolen away, Alicia Flatten all alone. No whistle. Flatten's got it, now a whistle. She fires it off to Claire Manco. Flatten now clapping the hands back and forth. 55 seconds to go. And Alicia Flatten will go to the line. Flatten spins the ball backward, and she misses this one way right. Man, it was actually deep, and then it kicked right. Clock rolls 50 seconds. Kepulele with a jumper, missed it. For three, no. But the rebound is Fushikoshi. She kicks it over to the right side. Cavelli deep. Kicked out. Sasha Krumick gets it. And she kicks it to Olivia Williams in the backcourt. Now Krumick. Now Williams. Williams gets spun around, and she's fouled with 35 seconds to go. Man, Flatten's right leg is so beat up, she can't even leave the backcourt. And Olivia Williams will go back to the line again. But they're going to have to help Alicia Flatten off the court. Flatten's finally gotten off the court. It took this long for her to leave. The referee has slowed down the game. Coach Chambers giving her hand back to the bench. 35 seconds to go. 52-41. Karina Quam's come in in place of Flatten for now. This one by Williams is good. And that's a big one right there, 53-41 with 35 to go. That's four scores. And that one goes down 13, and Williams very happy about that, 54-41, 35 seconds to go. Now Yee brings it in. Kepulele on the way for three. air ball down Quam. Krumick in the backcourt. Krumick left-handed dribbling. Krumick had it stripped away from her, but not without a foul by Fushikoshi. 23 seconds to go. 54-41, and Krumick's going to go to the line. Eighth team foul committed by the Oaks. 10-plus committed by the Penguins. Sasha Krumick on the line. Krumick on the way. Oh, she buries that one. That's big. Krumick nails it. Krumick had a huge three earlier in the game. On the way. Sasha for two. She gets it to go. All right, Krumick, good job. 23 seconds, 22. Krumick across the middle. She's guarding Fushikoshi. She kicks it out. Sonic E, three ball, missed it. Down Sasha Krumick at the baseline, 13 seconds. Krumick across the middle. Now the Penguins are going to slow it down. 8 seconds, 56-41. Krumick brings it across the middle, and they're just going to kill it. 3, 2, 1. Penguins have beaten the Oaks. The Penguins have beaten the Oaks. 56-41, the final. Wow, 3-4. That sends the Penguins to 3-4 in conference. And the Oaks to 6 wins and 2 losses. Only their second loss, the Oaks. And Alicia Flatten with some tremendous play tonight. Playing very tough, playing through her injury. Good work from Claire Manco. Krumick, who hit that big three in the first half. Alicia Flatten was nailing three. She opened up the second half with a three. Penguins were raining threes. Olivia Williams with some super play. Vanessa Miller, as usual. Darcell Sanders looking great, as always. Coach Stanley in the house. 20 minutes on the clock until the Penguin men tip off. Final score, 56-41. Penguins victorious. And we'll have the men's game in its entirety for you coming up next on radio.dominican.edu. Please stay tuned.